This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. It might seem like musician Laura Lynn Dossett is everywhere. She's often collaborating on writing shows for the Triad Stage, performing solo around Greensboro, and touring with the Symphony Orchestra. And if it does seem that way, it's because her talent is expansive enough to take her anywhere. This weekend, she'll be at Maymandy Hall in Raleigh to perform her song cycle, The Gathering, with the North Carolina Symphony. She joins us today with a preview, and she's brought along a friend and frequent collaborator, Rhiannon Giddens of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Welcome to both of you. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Laura Lynn, The Gathering was commissioned by the Symphony. Tell us how that came about.
Well, 2 years ago, they did a tour called Blue Skies and Golden Sands, and it was all songs that were related to the North Carolina coast. And they had gotten wind of my work on the play Bloody Blackbeard, and so they had one of those songs, the theme song to that play, scored, and I toured with them. And just in the process of being on tour, sitting around playing guitar and getting to know each other, this idea came up on that tour 2 years ago.
Tell us about it then. Tell us about the project itself and the six songs.
Sure. Well, right off the bat, I was excited about the idea of a different form. You know, I've written for theater and, you know, I've written songs, obviously, but to write songs that go together in a group without, you know, actors talking about them in between is different,
right, right.
Yeah. And so I liked the idea. I've already done the nativity thing with Beautiful Star. So I liked the idea of family gatherings. I liked the idea of trying to bring in elements of North Carolina's folk tradition. And, you know, there's a song called Prodigal Son that's a kind of a popular old-time tune. And so the story of the prodigal son ended up kind of being a way into the story for me.
Because it's not, as you said, it's not a narrative, a linear narrative. These are six songs, but they are related.
They're related. They hang together. So basically, we start out with painting the picture of the winter night. And that came from just this is what I get to do as a songwriter. I get to notice things and then write about them. It's so exciting. So I was in the winter night and noticing how much darker and bluer the winter night sky is and how much clearer the stars and the moon are. And that felt like a really benevolent thing, not a scary thing of the dark. So we set the winter night sky. We have a wandering daughter wondering whether to go home. Then there's a big family gathering. And then goes back out into the night and talks. You know, it's just different images of light and dark and also of families and the way they connect.
Let's get a sense of that. I want to get a sense of the bigness of it, too, with all of the instruments. So let's listen now to a bit of a song, Lights in the Lowlands, from the CD. Let's listen.
Should I follow the lowland light home? Should I follow the lowland light home? Young dreams and restless springs, I left without blessing or grace, clipped wings and apron strings, ties we can never erase.
There's a little bit of Lights in the Lowlands from the CD, The Gathering. You can see a live performance Friday and Saturday night at Maymandy Hall. But first, Rhiannon Giddens and Laura Lynn Dossett are with me to talk more about that. You work with traditional musicians that you are quite familiar with, you and Rhiannon, but also you've got to think about writing for a symphony.
Exactly. I knew when they asked me to do this that I wanted to have, you know, kind of a traditional North Carolina string band instrumentation involved. partly because I have a reputation for writing in that style and partly because I felt like it would be a familiar touchstone for the listeners. So right off the bat, when they asked me to do this, I said, great, I'll write it and I'll get Rhiannon Giddens to sing it. And they said, well, you can get Rhiannon to sing it with you, but you need to sing it too. So luckily, I have Rhiannon singing with me, and she plays great fiddle on this on these songs. And then you heard Mike Compton playing mandolin on that bit of Lights in the Lowlands. And Joe Newberry is also with us singing and playing banjo and guitar. But in the writing, I had to leave a lot of space. I'm typically kind of wordy. I'm a wordy writer, and I wanted to leave room for the symphony to help tell the story. So it really did affect me as I was writing, knowing that I was writing it for a symphony.
Tell us about that particular song, Lights in the Lowlands. What's the story?
Sure. I was up in Fancy Gap. I was actually finishing the songs for Providence Gap, a play at Triad Stage, and it was winter. It was very cold. There was snow everywhere, and when I looked down on the valley from Fancy Gap, you could not tell that there was anybody else on the planet. I couldn't see any lights. I couldn't see roads or houses or anything. And only when dusk came and street lights and house lights and cars moving, you know, their lights were visible, did I realize that I was not alone. And that I wrote down that line when I was working on another project. I just thought, well, now that's an interesting line. There are lights in the lowlands tonight. They're a promise that I'm not alone.
It's a great image, the idea that you feel more connected at night than you do in the middle of the day.
Connected by the light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you do a song for us now, you and Rhiannon?
Sure. This is a song that comes after the big family gathering. It's called String of Pearls, and I got the idea from this. I have three daughters, and my husband and I took our daughters up to New Jersey to be with his family last Christmas. And his sister, who does not have children of her own, gave my daughters and their cousins each a string of pearls for Christmas. And it was really beautiful to see how the six girl cousins were immediately attached to each other by this lovely gesture and to the generation before them, and were already thinking about the generation after them and where those pearls may be passed on. And so I had needed something to hang this story on. I was thinking about the moon and pearls, and my sister-in-law took care of it for me. So here we go, String of Pearls.
I am a stranger on a winter's night, mile after mile, light after light, the moon a lantern or the frozen world, moon after moon on a string of pearls. I'm a mother, I count the years, day after day, tear after tear, my boys beloved, my precious girls, joy after joy, on a string of pearls. I am a daughter, I am a son, heart after heart, a hope begun, my mother's hands, my father's curse, love after love, on a string of pearls. I'm a stranger on a winter's night. Reach for the joy, lean for the light. The moon a lantern or the frozen world. Moon after moon on a string of pearls. The distant candle, the stars a swirl. String of pearls, moon after
String of Pearls, one of six songs written by Laura Lynn Dossett, part of The Gathering that will be performed with the North Carolina Symphony and several other musicians as part of A Carolina Christmas. Rhiannon Giddens singing on that song as well. Rhiannon, you know, you think about this whole business of preserving tradition, which is what the Chocolate Drops are all about. You've certainly helped to do that, but not just preserve and record a tradition, but also move it forward. And a project like this, I think, demonstrates kind of the power of this traditional music to keep recreating itself.
Absolutely. I mean, it really takes people like Laurelin, who are so, you know, you have to have love the tradition and want to keep it, you know, but you also want to keep it going, and this is one of the great ways to do that.
And there's also, tell us about the performance itself, Friday and Saturday night, and
also Saturday afternoon.
And Saturday afternoon as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we will be part of the it's called Carolina Christmas. It's the Holiday Pops concert, and we'll be with the full symphony and the concert singers of Cary. And there's a lot of beautiful music. You know, we're obviously talking about these songs, but we'll be doing some other material as well. We'll be doing one of Joan Newberry's original songs, a Christmas song that's beautiful. And then, you know, the symphony itself has just got one great thing after another that they'll be doing. So we're very excited about it. I think we're going to kind of all be blown away when we're listening to everything else that's happening.
Yeah. I know the idea of family, of course, this time of year, particularly motherhood, is at the heart of The Gathering. And you're a recent, a relatively recent mother. Laura Lynn's kids are grown. You know, this is one of the ties that binds, don't you think, this whole project?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Everybody is a daughter or a son, you know, and being a mother or a father, it's just like it's a whole nother thing that connects people. And you, even if you aren't a mother or father yourself, you have one. So it's like, you know, one side of the coin or the other, and it's just something that brings everybody together.
You know, and we've known each other a long time as well and have been through kind of several phases of our own lives together. Mm-hmm. Rhiannon's quite a bit younger than I am, but, you know, she's a younger mother, and I knew you before you were, you know, married and a mother, and you knew me when I had a house full of very loud children.
And yet you went forward anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been playing music together through a lot of different stages, and it's fun to do this one, and it'll be fun to see what the next one is.
And another connection we have is being creative and working mothers, and that's a whole nother ballgame. So it's really nice to be able to have that little club. You know?
Well, it sounds great. And there's a kind of a family package on Saturday.
There
well.
Is. Yeah. Speaking of gatherings. Yeah. Apparently there's a special that the symphony is offering. So you can find out about that at the symphony website. And it's for families of four or groups of four.
It sounds Saturday. Great. Well, you can go out and you can find kids everywhere. Just go out and have a big family. Right?
That's right. Just go,
go
get,
out and have
go
a big
get yourself
family
a
now.
Family.
Grab a couple kids
so that
street.
You can take advantage of the big package.
There you go.
Listen, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play us out, but we'll take something off the CD,
sure.
If you don't mind. And we'll play Diamonds in the Rough, which would be the last song.
Diamonds in the Pines.
Diamonds in the Pines.
Diamonds in the
say.
Rough is another song.
It's a great song. And you can, why don't you do that now, and we'll go out with Diamonds in the Pines, which
perfect.
Is actually the song that you wrote. And that's the one we'd rather hear. But thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, thanks for having us. We're really excited about it.
It's going to be great.
Laura Lynn Dossett, Rhiannon Giddens perform The Gathering with the North Carolina Symphony and several other musicians, part of A Carolina Christmas. Performances this Friday and Saturday, May Mandy Hall in Raleigh. For more information, you can go to ncsymphony.org. That's our program for today. Thanks for listening to The State of Things. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow, going out today with Diamonds in the Pines.
that bends along the sun.
Road restore me.
Lead me to a place that's mine.
Road before me.
Sycamore and
store on the pine.
Hear the night and see the music. The silver on the blue of time. The light that leads your heart to mine. And shines like diamonds. Shines like diamonds in the pine. The longing of the moon. The lace of sycamore on the sky. The road before me. The snow that bends along the pine. Road restore me. Lead me to a place that's mine. Road before me. Sycamore and bending pine. Hear the night and see the music. The silver shines like diamonds.